Road trip. Today, Hillary Clinton and some aides are driving to Iowa in a van they're calling Scooby, making their way to her first official campaign event in Iowa tomorrow, fresh off of Clinton's online announcement yesterday that she is running for president.
Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. So you can do more than just get by. You can get ahead and stay ahead, because when families are strong, America is strong.
Well, you have to wonder how long Saturday Night Live has been waiting for this moment. They skewered the former First Lady and her husband, Bill.
Hillary would make a great president.
Thank you.
And I would make an even greater first dude.
Thank you, Bill. That's nice.
Hillary, isn't it crazy that phones can take videos now? Yeah. I mean, if they could have done that in the 90s, I'd be in jail.
So Hillary Clinton sets off in a van for Iowa. Marco Rubio is taking a different route. This morning he made a conference call to donors announcing his candidacy. His website has a countdown until his official announcement to join the race tonight at a big splash in Miami. Let's bring in Kay Henderson, news director of Radio Iowa. She's there in Des Moines. Kay, it must be that time of year.
Indeed.
Yes. So first of all, just your thoughts on the van, the Clinton campaign.
Well, I think this is a stylistic departure from last time around in January of 2007 when Hillary Clinton first put her boots on the ground here in Iowa as a candidate. She flew around in a helicopter, which they called a helicopter. Mm-hmm. So this is a more scaled down, let's relate to the people kind of message that they're trying to send by driving around in a minivan.
Well, I'm wondering, especially mentioning families so often, everyday Americans, not using the phrase middle class, are you hearing the impact of Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren in Clinton's remarks?
That is what left-leaning Democrats are trying to interpret. They're wondering how far in Warren's direction she's going. I hear some of them speculating that the minute Hillary Clinton gets in New Hampshire, that Elizabeth Warren will be there to endorse her. So there's a lot of Warren rhetoric going on among the liberal wing of the Democratic Party here.
Well, meanwhile, Republicans immediately went into attack mode. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker said Hillary Clinton has a Washington knows best mentality. The hashtag "Why I'm not voting for Hillary" was trending. Here's one of the tweets, simply dozens of scandals, zero accomplishments, hashtag why I'm not voting for Hillary. But does this actually help her? If she has nothing to fight, she runs into that whole anointment accusation.
But it appears that she will have at least one, if not two, opponents. We've had former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley spend a lot of time in Iowa over the past 2 years. He was just here this past weekend saying that voters like a fresh face, if you will, which was not a direct hit on Hillary Clinton, but of course a suggestion that his face might be a tad bit fresher than hers.
Well, hold on a second, because we have some sound of him on Friday. Let's listen.
Well, I believed in 2008 that she would have been the best candidate and the best president for those times. I believe right now that times have changed in our country.
Well, and so, you know, he's not saying no, but who else, Kay, might she face?
Well, former Virginia Senator Jim Webb has spent some time here in Iowa. He now has staff on the ground. He spent 3 days in Iowa campaigning from west to central Iowa, talking with veterans groups in eastern Iowa. So he is dedicating time here to indicate that he, too, may challenge Secretary Clinton. And that would be a challenge on foreign policy grounds. He obviously, as many of your listeners may know, has a history in the military and has a different view of foreign policy than he believes was pursued by Secretary Clinton when she was in the Secretary of State's post.
Well, and Kay Henderson, we're going to be hearing more about Marco Rubio in the days to come. He's formally announced tonight, but he said to his donors today in a conference call he's uniquely qualified. What tightrope is he walking here?
Well, in Iowa, he is competing for that, if you will, fresh face among the Democrat, the Republican candidates. You have Ted Cruz, who sort of rocketed to the leader of the pack of the fresh face group. You had Scott Walker, who was a new entrant, seen as sort of vaulting to the front in January. Marco Rubio is unique among this group in that he came to Iowa about this time last year and campaigned with Joni Ernst, the U.S. Senate candidate from Iowa, the Republican, who at that time was facing four competitors for the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate. Nobody else on the national scene but Marco Rubio. And then a month and a half later, Mitt Romney came to her aid and campaigned with her, donated to her campaign. And so he laid some groundwork here by that work.
So she's going to thank him now. Kay Henderson, we'll be in touch with you, News Director of Radio Iowa. Thank you.
You bet.